The Road to Healing, Day 15 of the Lenten Journey, The Last Cigarette. The popular TV game show Family Feud was started back in the mid-1970s with a host named Richard Dawson. I remember the show quite well, perhaps because I had an opportunity to be a contestant on the series, an episode I'd be happy to forget, which says something about how we did. The show began with an introduction of the two families, and then the announcer would say, to the sound of the cheering crowd, "And here is the host of Family Feud, Richard Dawson." I remember in one particular episode, Dawson came out to the announcement of his name and the applause of the crowd, puffing on a cigarette. He took to center stage with the crowd cheering, holding the cigarette between his thumb and index finger. He took a long drag and then threw it on the floor, stamping it out under his shoe. He announced to the crowd, "That was my last cigarette." The audience went wild. They cheered even louder. And then, without missing a beat, he added, "For the rest of the show." I don't know why I remember that particular scene, because it wasn't until many years later, when dealing with different addictive behaviors I'd come across with people throughout my ministry. I remember that nicotine was so powerful that he couldn't commit to stopping for more than a half an hour at a time. But it's not about nicotine or because of the addictions that I bring up this story. Instead, it's about sincerity and taking small steps on the road to healing. It may be tempting to look for answers for the long term, but keep in mind anything good or of value is not easy to acquire. If we are looking to treat the symptoms of our illness, there are many medications and gauzes that we can take or place on the wound to ease the pain or fix the hurt. But healing is a process. We've already come to some basic understanding of that process. Let's use today as a day of rest. It's been an interesting journey thus far, and especially the latest revelations we've had in our encounter with the Father and Son yesterday. There needs to be some time to digest all that we have learned. Today is the day where we will throw out that cigarette, our problem that is hurting us, and realize that it may be forever. It may be for a week. It may be for a half an hour. Don't be anxious. The road is ahead of us, and it's not going anywhere. Only we are. Let's look forward to a new awakening every day. Take some time today to absorb, breathe, and relax. This is Father Voskin. I look forward to taking the next step in our journey with you tomorrow as we continue on the road to healing.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Savon wishing you a good day.